Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
We're going to jump right into it. Steve Kearney, outdoors.com. Steve, it's been a while. How you been?
Been great. Been a couple of weeks, but yeah, we're back at it, Steve. It's you know, for the first time, I think in about 4 months, I see really good weather for about 10 days. When's the last time I said that?
It's been
Never.
A while. It's been a while, and leading up to the opener, stable is good.
Yeah, we look, you know, it looks like 60s, 70s for like 10 days in a row, and that's really good. We really need it. I think it's going to be a good opener because of that. The weather's going to be stable for 8-10 days, which it really hasn't. So I think leading up to it, I'm very optimistic. But our lake levels, as we talked about, are really low. I did a lot of searching today, checking out some of my spots. And, boy, it's going to be tough getting that pontoon boat in. But, you know, make sure you got a backup lake, you know, for the opener just in case you can't get in. A lot of these accesses are really in big trouble. I don't know if the DNR can get to this in a week, but we'll see. And also, none of the docks are out yet, so we're just kind of, you know, waiting.
Yeah, and by the way, opener coming up, stable weather, certainly good, but we do need rain. I mean, we just didn't have the snowpack. We went into the winter dry. So that is a huge factor going forward. As we get through May and get into June, we need the rain. There are a lot of spots in this state that are dry. For example, I've lived along Mississippi most of my life, and we're talking current that you normally see in July here in early right. May. Very unusual. The water's just not moving.
Well, you know, a little tip for people on the opener, make sure you got hip boots or waders because you're going to need them to get into some of these accesses because you're going to have to back in, you know, quite far. It's unfortunate. We just need, you know, as much rain as we can get, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain for like 2 weeks. So up in North Country, be prepared, you know, be prepared to maybe moving to a different lake, you know, if you're not able to use that access. So something to think about.
Yeah, for sure, and I would assume with the opener, shallow is going to be the thing. We already talked about lake levels, but shallow.
Yep, I'm going to be in Pope County, kind of in the central part of Minnesota. I'm going to be working some of those really small farm lakes, 300-400 acres, and you know, water temperature should be 8 to 10 degrees warmer. So I'm going south, and I think a lot of people should do that just because everything's kind of late so far.
Yeah, and at some point here in May, you're going to hit the border waters again?
No, I'm not. I'm done with that. It really wasn't very good, and I think, you know, a lot of things going on in the border waters. I'm just kind of staying away from it now and, you know, concentrating in, you know, North Country and, you know, getting things going. But, yeah, it just, you know, it was kind of off, I guess is the best way to say.
All right, Steve, look forward to an update on the opener next week here on the program. Normal time out of the news at 4. We'll visit then.
All right, sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. Weekends for years here in CCO. We had last Saturday off due to a Twins matinee, but we will be back next week with an update on the opener with our good buddy Steve Kearney. Don't forget, tomorrow, Corzo starts her sports coverage at 10. An abbreviated show is done at 10:30 inside Twins, and then we'll have the Twins and the Blue Jays. 11:45 first pitch here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO. They got beat 11-4 earlier today. Bullpen gives up 8 in the 8th. Not a good look. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. We may see a little rain tonight, some light rain tonight, but a sunny 68 tomorrow should be a beauty. The news next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates the 4th of July. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.